This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. We're here live at the best soccer bar in the United States, the Brewhouse Cafe. It was not a joyous occasion for the U.S. men's national team, unfortunately, as they lost 4-0 to Switzerland. We did see Thiago Almada score a goal for Argentina, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what's going on in World Cup qualifying. We will get into all the things. I'm Jason Longshore, and I'm joined by Madison Cruz tonight. Maddie, that was about as disappointing as things get for the USMNT.
Yeah, that was rough. That's the only word that I can even think of right now without, you know, just because I don't want to completely, like, you know, like, I don't want to completely hate on it and everything else, because I think there is something to take away. I'll say it again. I love watching Diego Luna. I think he is an incredible player. I'm very happy he's finally getting those caps with the U.S. men's national team, because I think he brings something that I don't think we've had before, and that it just someone with a spark and someone who can come in and just be like, be an absolute just maniac on the field. but you look at the down spots. I mean, the defending's got to be better in those moments, not only from the back line, the entire team. It's not just a back line thing. It's not just a Matt Turner thing, not just a goalkeeping thing. The entire team has to get better defensively, because it's not just, oh, the center back's got to do better. They have to do this. It starts from the top all the way down, and that's just not happening. And it felt at moments where everyone just felt out of place. Like, there was no one marking on the right side. There were so many times it was wide open. Long balls over the top were getting through, and Switzerland was able to capitalize.
Yeah, Switzerland scored 4 goals in 23 minutes in the first half. They were up 4-0 in the 36th minute, which is honestly just embarrassing. And look, that's where it comes to for this U.S. men's national team right now. This is a team that the last time something like this happened, where they conceded 4 goals in the first 40 minutes of a match, it was in Mexico in 1980. It had never happened on U.S. soil in the history of soccer in the United States. Well, it happened now, and it comes after a loss on the weekend. It's about as bad as it can get going into the Gold Cup, which is the last competition that Mauricio Pochettino has to get this team ready for the World Cup. You're going to have friendlies in between. You're going to have games, but they're friendlies. the lack of urgency for this team right now is the concern. It's not something that is easy to judge because it is not a full strength team at the moment. And this is not about Christian Pulisic. Don't even get excited about my face is not going to turn red yelling and screaming right now. Christian Pulisic is not the issue.
Yep.
You're missing him because he's got a rest this summer. He's got a hip issue. You're missing McKennie. You're missing Way. You're missing Reyna. They're all going to play in the Club World Cup. Yunus Musa is dealing with an injury issue. Anthony Robinson's dealing with an injury issue. Sergiño Dest dealing with an injury issue. Tyler Adams dealing with an injury issue right now. You have a bunch of them. Mauricio Pochettino hasn't had his full strength team really ever. So the thing about this group is it's really hard to judge in terms of where the bar should be. The bar should not be losing 4-0 at home. That part, no matter who's wearing the shirt, is unacceptable for it to get to that point. That's the issue that this team has to face now going into a tournament where I don't know what the expectation is anymore.
I think you were right about the lack of urgency. I think I noticed that too. It felt like, you know, you go down one goal and it's like, okay, we got to get things going. And it just did not feel like this team was doing everything they could to either stop Switzerland from getting a second one or a third one or a fourth, or even try to get something going forward. I mean, it was silly mistakes in those moments. It was horrible defending. It was horrible defending across the entire board. And I'll say that it was horrible defending. There are moments where it was a long ball over the top. You had nobody tracking a man on the right side. Nobody was there. That can't happen. There were moments where you had three people in the same space in the box, wide open Switzerland, able to knock it into the back of the net. That can't happen, especially with heading into the Gold Cup. You're going up against a Trinidad and Tobago side that is, I would say, very dangerous too. I would say they're someone to watch out for, especially almost an underdog. You look at the way that we're set up in the group too. It's a lot of teams you would think, but I think those teams are really dangerous when you think about it. And it's not an easy group to get out of. And the U.S. has to have some bite. They have to have the urgency. They have to fight it. And I think Tyler Adams has talked about it. There needs to be more. Like, there's got to be more coming from this team, and we're just not seeing it.
No, and if you are Trinidad and Tobago, if you're Saudi Arabia, if you're Haiti in the Gold Cup, and you're looking at this U.S. team, you're licking your chops right now. You look at this team, and you're not afraid. And that's the challenge that this U.S. team has to overcome. There's nothing about them that brings fear to the opposition right now. They look soft defensively. I mean, Walker Zimmerman, Miles Robinson, Mark McKenzie, Nathan Harriel, Max Arfston. Nothing about that group and what we saw tonight was in any way inspiring. There's nothing there. Matt Turner doesn't look like a goalkeeper at the moment that can stand on his head and win a game for you. And then there's not the threat the other way. So right now, this team feels very vanilla. They've given up 6 straight goals in 2 games. They took the lead early. Jack McGlynn with a great goal on Saturday. Since then, they've given up 6 goals. And they've looked kind of soft on the mental side of things. That's not easy to fix. I don't know how Pochettino goes about it at this point. It's not about coaching to me. It's about urgency from the players in the squad, no matter if they're A, B, C, D, E, F, G players. I don't care. They need to show more. When you fall behind the way that they did here after what happened on Saturday, you've got to see something in the group to respond to that. You got to see somebody get kicked. You got to see somebody try to make a play happen. You've got to see somebody try to change the vibe. Didn't see any of that tonight.
Yeah, and I saw a little bit of it, I think, at the beginning of the second half when Diego Luna came in. And I'll reiterate I think Diego Luna was the only bright spot for me in this match.
Yep.
But he's been the bright spot for me, I think, since he's been with the U.S. men's national team. Again, I think he brings something that you need. He brings some of that flair and that spark and that urgency.
John Tolkien gave you a little bit of that, too. He had the little scoop over, dude. I mean, he's got some game.
For them, I think both of them gave in the relentlessness. There were so many moments where there was a ball that could have gone on one way, but they were tracking it down. It didn't matter if it was 4-0, if it was 5-0, if it was 2-0. Diego Luna and Tolkien were tracking that ball down. Yep. They were winning balls. They were getting things going forward. It's just, again, it's sloppy moments where it's a loose ball that goes the other way, or it's just no urgency when you're in the box. No one is there to try to tap it in to find something. And that's the urgency. That's what needs to be fixed. And maybe Diego Luna can help bring that, but it can't just come from Diego Luna. It can't come from Tolkien. It has to come from everybody on the field and off the field, on the bench too. You've got to have those people and those players who are urgent when they're out there, that they're not going to give up, even no matter the score line. You want to go out there and you want to prove you don't want, if you're up, if they're down 2-0, you don't want to give up a third. So don't let them give up a third.
That's something that I think when you compare and contrast, and where we were sitting here tonight at the Brewhouse Cafe, we had the U.S. game on one TV and Argentina and Colombia on the other TV. And it at times felt like two different sports.
Absolutely.
Now, one was a friendly and one was a World Cup qualifier, to be fair. Yeah. But there's a different set of urgency when we talk about some of the South American teams and the way that they play. You fall behind 2-0, it is, all right, we're not going to give up the third. If you get anywhere near the 18, we're going to kick your head off. Like, it's that kind of mindset. But that's something that the U.S. has not shown with this group right now. And you have to have that. You have to scare the opponent. And you can do that because you're really good. You can do that because you're really fast. You can do that because, you know, I don't know, you're just a really good defender. You can do that because you're intimidating. Like, there's so many different ways to do it, but there's nothing in this U.S. team right now that strikes fear into the opponent. You got to find something. It's got to change, because right now, if you are these teams, and Trinidad and Tobago, they can beat the U.S.
Yep.
Saudi Arabia, they can beat the U.S.
Yep.
Haiti, they can beat the U.S. The U.S. could lose three games in the Gold Cup and get bounced out. And then what? I mean, you've got to see right now, and I know you're missing pretty much all of the senior guys, but you're looking at Jack McGlynn. You're looking at Miles Robinson, who's been there for a long time. You're looking at Chris Richards. You're looking at Alex Freeman. You're looking at Diego Luna. You're looking at John Tolkien. You're looking for guys with personality right now to show something. Somebody has to be sitting in that locker room right now in Nashville and say, this will never happen again on our watch. We can't lose like this. If you get beat by a better team, you get beat by a better team. If you get beat bad by a better team, fine. Switzerland is not that much better, and you can't look that weak in capitulating to a team like that.
And if you're Trinidad and Tobago, you know, going into this matchup, I'm really interested to see the response from the U.S. heading into Sunday. Because it's a matchup where you look at it and you think the U.S. has the upper hand there. But you watch this matchup, you watch what Trinidad and Tobago have been able to do in the weeks leading up to Gold Cup. And I think Trinidad is looking at this matchup and thinking, yeah, we got it. And I agree. I think they do. And I'm interested to see the fight and the urgency and what the response is from the U.S. heading into that matchup. I think the first 15, 20 minutes are going to be a big factor. We talk about all the time. The first 15, 20 minutes are huge in the match. I think for this matchup in particular on Sunday, it could not be truer because you got to see something. You got to see something the first 15 minutes that prove that this team can fight and get back into it. And they notice the response and they see the response and they want to come out and they want to right the wrong. That's what you need to see on Sunday.
I said coming into the summer that I was actually excited about the opportunity for a number of players.
Absolutely.
And what they were going to do with it. I still am really now interested in what this Gold Cup looks like.
Yeah.
Because it's not your top guys, but it is going to be a situation where it kind of sets the tone for this team for a while. And we need to see what that's going to be over these next three games. They've got to get out of this group. They need to win some games. And they need to show something in this tournament. We're going to find out. We got a lot more to talk about here on Atlanta Soccer tonight. We are going to get into what else happened around the world of soccer today. We're going to talk about our old friend Thiago Almada in Argentina. We're going to talk about Carlo Ancelotti's Brazil, who hasn't exactly looked inspiring, but they might be getting the job done. We're going to talk about everything else, but coming up next, we're going to talk Atlanta United as they head to the Big Apple for a match on Thursday of this week against NYC. We'll be talking Five Stripes after the break. You're listening to Atlanta Soccer tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. Atlanta Soccer Tonight on the road tonight. Not really all that far on the road. We are at the best soccer bar in America, the Brewhouse Cafe, after a bad soccer night in America as the U.S. men's national team lost 4-0 to Switzerland. And the race is on your social media platforms to have the hottest take right now. The race is on. There are some front runners in that race. There's been some spicy ones. I know there's going to be more. There's probably going to be people shooting selfies, lots of yelling and screaming, spittle flying everywhere. It's what we do when we talk about soccer in this country. It's a race. I don't know who's going to have the hottest take before the end of the night, but we'll see who ends up with it.
Whoever gets there first gets a gold star.
I don't even think it's who gets there first, because it's usually like it gets worse and worse as the night goes on.
Yeah.
You know. We'll see what happens. It was bad. Yeah, it was a bad performance.
It was bad, and you mentioned it too. I think everyone's going to immediately jump on, especially with everything going on with Christian Pulisic and everything going on with that realm. Everyone's going to immediately jump to that. And here's my thing. This has nothing to do with Christian Pulisic.
Does Christian Pulisic play defense?
Exactly. Does he? No.
No.
Like, because that's the reason we lost today. Because our defending...
You gave up four goals.
You gave up four goals. And they were goals that you could have easily defended and could have avoided. Like, this has nothing to do with Christian Pulisic. This has everything to do with this team not showing urgency, yep. Not showing response. I said it even in the break. I forgot to mention it before we move on to everything yep. else. But there was a moment where literally I'm watching at the 75th minute. I don't care if you're down 4-0. Don't just stand there when the ball is yep. being played. You need to be running after that ball until the last moment. And you need to be... dying on the ground when you hear yep. that final whistle. I don't care if you're down 5-0, 6-0. I do not care. You need to continue to fight and to bleed anytime you're out on the pitch. Mm-hmm. You need to show that. You need to show that response not only to yourself, to the fans, to everyone there. We did not see that. That's the urgency. And that's not on Christian Pulisic. And no. anybody sitting there saying that this is all him and that this is all like this and, you know, he doesn't care about the U.S. men's national team. He's resting. I want him better for the World Cup than for the Gold Cup.
Yeah, he's not the issue right now with this team, because you would be nowhere near a full strength team if Christian Pulisic was there. You would not be there, because you're missing McKennie, you're missing Reyna, you're missing Weah due to the Club World Cup, you're missing other guys due to other injuries. Like, he wouldn't change anything with this group right now. He'd be a dangerous attacking player, yes, but there's bigger issues with the group right now, and there's players who are getting opportunities because of those absences. Absolutely. And they're not taking them. They're not changing their status in this national team pool. So it's not about whatever symbol we want to throw up to try to make a hot take in social media. It's about right now, Maurizio Pochettino has got to find something deep within this team. And you're dead on in that moment when it's late in the match, you're down 4-0. You've got to show something, because you play again on Sunday. You've got to show something because you play again next week. You play again a few days after that. You've got three games in a group stage coming up. Yep. And right now you have negative momentum. The team they're going to play on the weekend is Trinidad and Tobago. They are down 2-1 right now in San Jose, Costa Rica, in a World Cup qualifier. It's still going to be enough for Jay Fortune, who is still on the pitch. He started the game in that one for Trinidad and Tobago. It's going to be enough for Jay Fortune and Trinidad and Tobago to advance to the third round of qualifying in CONCACAF. Grenada not able to overturn the big goal differential difference between these two teams. So Trinidad and Tobago are going to have to bounce back after a loss on the road in Costa Rica. But the U.S. have to find something inside themselves. We'll talk about it next week on AST, but we got to talk about Atlanta United, because they got to find something too. Jay Fortune's playing a lot of minutes right now in Costa Rica. Bartosz Szlich played 90 today for Poland. This is going to be a shorthanded Atlanta United team on the road in New York, the first of five more games on the road. What do you really need to see from Atlanta United on Thursday night?
I think just from talking with Ronnie Dyla and Matt Edwards today in media, it's eliminating a lot of those simple mistakes. I think you go back and you look at a lot of the things and a lot of the goals that Atlanta United has given up in the last couple of weeks, and they're all very avoidable in those moments. And it's cleaning those things up. And it's kind of like sometimes you got to go back to the basics a little bit. And yep. I think it's cleaning up those small, simple things and just finding those moments and connecting. And it's really unfortunate that you had a really good run, especially before you go on this break, and this matchup against NYC, you're missing a lot of your starting guys. So you're almost starting completely from fresh, but it's an opportunity for, like, kind of like we mentioned with the U.S. men's national team, it's an opportunity for some guys to step up in those moments to come in and make an impact. And also too, an opportunity to clean up some of those things and to clean up the things that are, you know, maybe weren't working as well, and kind of cleaning up the simple things and getting things going forward. And NYC is a perfect opportunity, I think. And, you know, we'll talk about obviously the size of the pitch, I'm assuming, because it's NYC. We have to do that, especially at Yankee Stadium. But it's something Matt Edwards said today, and something that really stuck with me in media, is there are some positives playing on a smaller field, especially with the way that Ronnie Dyla wants his team to play with the high press and everything going forward. It allows for you to kind of occupy a bit more of that space, pin players a little bit more back, and especially with the front two that you have, and with Jamal Tiare stepping into those moments, that can allow for some of those moments to maybe sneak in. Now it does create some disadvantages where you might have a player that's right on top of you, and if you give the ball away, they're going immediately the other way. And so it has its advantages and has its disadvantages. It'll be interesting to see how Atlanta United can overcome those opportunities and take advantage of those opportunities that do present themselves at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, we're going to have to see what this team's going to look like too on the field, because they're not going to get everybody back in time for this match. It's just impossible. And you had guys, like I mentioned, Szlich, who played 90 today for Poland. Miguel Almiron played 86 minutes for Paraguay tonight. Emmanuel Latelot, you're kind of lucky in the case with him. He didn't play in the first game for Cote d'Ivoire in Canada, so an easy trip back as well. And he came on in the 76th minute tonight against Canada. That match is in penalties, a friendly between Canada and Cote d'Ivoire. So you'll have a somewhat fresh Latelot You're not going to have a fresh Miguel Almiron. You're not going to have a fresh Bartosz Lisz. You're not going to have a fresh Jay Fortune. You're going to have to get deep into the squad in terms of depth. And guys are going to have to step up. And I think something that we have seen in this Atlanta United group over the last five games, where they were 2-2-1, it kind of coincided with the shift to three center backs. And then as you went, the 3-5-2 or 5-3-2, you can call it whichever you want, where it feels more balanced. And I think you started to see Alexi Maranchuk look like Alexi Maranchuk. We've seen Mateusz Klich come in and be an instigator and be a hassler.
A menace
to society in some of these games. You have a lot of opponents who are not happy about Mateusz Klich and his instigation tactics, but they work. But that's something when the game's going against you, that's a response. That's something that we're talking about with the U.S. Like, he's changed games with his menacing ways.
You need it. It's what we talk about all the time, I think, with the response of something. Sometimes it's as simple as being a menace and maybe, you know, making the opponent tick a little bit, finding what gets under their skin, maybe creating a foul. It goes the other way, but it gets you a little bit of a spark and it gets something going. Now, obviously, we don't condone violence or anything.
No, we don't condone that.
But it's one of those things where it's getting under the opponent's skin a little bit and kind of setting an example and setting a tone after that point. It's saying, hey, just because we're down this much does not mean we're not going to let up. I'm going to do this and you guys better follow behind me after this. And that's the response. And I think with Atlanta United, I think we've seen that in the last couple of games.
Yeah.
We've seen the response from this team. And that's something that I've been wanting to see. And we've seen it. And I love it. Because even you look at the matchup against Orlando, I think it's a perfect example. It's a quick turnaround. And, you know, you go down two goals. And then you're able to come back, get 1-2-1 as well. The way you were able to come back into that matchup, I think, is a perfect example of what this team can do. And the response and the fight that this team has. And it is so important. It's so important. And I think that we've seen it from this team and we need to continue to see it from this team. And I think we will, because they have the heart and they have the fight and we've seen it from so many guys. And that's what we need to see against NYC.
Even against Red Bulls, where they gave up the early dumb goal. This is a bad mistake. They gave up a second goal where they got caught after pressing and trying to change the game. They fought till the end of that. And it's something that you have to see from this team going forward. I think Klich, I think Maranchuk, I think Saba, I think Tiore, I think some guys in this team have shown you a lot of personality lately. You're going to need that because you're going to be missing some guys. You're looking at maybe Ronald Hernandez, maybe Will Riley, maybe Efrain Morales, although he played for Bolivia today in a big win for Bolivia. They're still alive in World Cup qualifying. Maybe Luis Abram. He only played 3 minutes right now for Peru in this window. He hasn't come into the match that's still ongoing, but he's still got to fly back to get there from they are in Lima tonight hosting Ecuador. So you're going to have a bunch of guys that are not at 100%. You can't expect everything to work as well as you would like physically, but you're going to have to see personality in this match against the Pigeons.
Well, and NYC is it, the Pigeons. I love it. Is that actually
the mascot? It's unofficial. They do go by it to the point that NYCFC2 has a bird on shirt, but they call it, it's a squab for the twos NYC, but
like
the Pigeons for the first team,
they embrace it. Well, the Pigeons are also going to be missing someone huge in goal for them, and that's Matt Freese. And I think he's a really phenomenal goalkeeper. Yep. I said it at the live show at NoFo Brewing last weekend. I really like him as a goalkeeper. I think he's a little bit underrated, especially with MLS and how things are looking. I think Carlos Coronel as well for Red Bulls has also been outstanding, but they're missing Matt Freese. Matt Freese in goal. He's with the U.S. men's national team, and he's going to be going there, especially for Gold Cup. I don't think he's going to be coming back to play this matchup against Atlanta United, especially preparing for the Gold Cup on Sunday. That's a huge piece that this team is going to be missing, especially in goal, and that's something that Atlanta United can capitalize on, because who's going to step up in that moment to be in goal for NYC? And also other key playmakers that they're going to be missing too in this matchup as well.
Yeah, they're not going to be missing as many as Atlanta United, but they won't be at full strength either. It's going to be an interesting one on Thursday night. Atlanta United's got to start finding some wins on the road. We'll see if they can do that at Yankee Stadium. Pregame will start at 6:30 with Madison Cruz and Abe Gordon getting things started. And then Mike Conte and I will take over, and Garth Lagerway will join us midway through the pregame show. Kickoff at 7:40. You can listen here on the station and on the Odyssey app. But coming up next, we're going to wrap up AST, not with a 3-4-3 tonight, but just a little bit of a news roundup of what's going on in World Cup quality. Qualifying, what's going on as teams prepare for the Club World Cup. That's coming up after the break on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. Final segment, Atlanta Soccer Tonight on location at America's Best Soccer Bar, the Brewhouse Cafe in Little Five Points. It's not a good night for the U.S. men's national team, a 4-0 loss to Switzerland. The takes have gotten spicier during the break here at the Brewhouse, but also on your social media platforms. It's only going to continue the rest of the night, and honestly, until they play again on Sunday. Lots of stuff going on in the world of soccer right now. We've got the Club World Cup. First game in Atlanta is going to be on Monday as Chelsea will face LAFC. We're going to hear from the coaches and players on Sunday from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Had a chance to see the grass being installed at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Our SDH contributor, Caroline Hood, wrote a great article about that whole process. It's very different than it was during last year's Copa America, but it's not quite as involved as it will be for next summer's World Cup. So I'm very intrigued to see how the pitch plays at Mercedes-Benz Stadium next Monday with Chelsea and LAFC. I think the second game last year was better than the first, but hopefully lessons have been learned and the pitch will play even better at the Benz for Club World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about it, especially with a couple of players, and especially we talk about the first matchup in the Copa America with Argentina and Canada, that was a talking point, talking about the pitch there as well. I'm really excited. I'm very excited for Club World Cup. I think it's going to be a really cool opportunity to kind of get a glimpse into what maybe the FIFA World Cup will look like here.
Yeah, a little bit.
And even too, like, I think, you know, you mentioned the pitch. I mean, we talked about it with Copa America and like how it kind of felt weird in those moments. But I mean, it was a study done by FIFA that was, I believe, released talking about the pitch, and it's going to be universal in every single stadium. As
universal as it can be.
Yes,
I think in Club World Cup especially, you have limited time to be able to install it. It's not going to be in place for as long of a period of time. You only have the one indoor venue in Atlanta with Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the whole tournament, so it's a little different. But the amount of research, the amount of study that's being done, it's crazy in terms of how much they're doing to make this as good as it can possibly be. That will start here in Atlanta on Monday the 16th, Chelsea and LAFC, 3:00 kickoff. Then Thursday, really interesting game with Inter Miami and Porto. We'll talk about it next week on AST. That one could decide who gets out of that group. And then Manchester City and Al Ain. That's going to be a 9:00 kick on Sunday night, the 22nd. That's going to be a very interesting one. We will have a special Atlanta Soccer Tonight for post game on that one to take you home at 11:00 on Sunday night. It'll absolutely be Soccer Pirate Radio Hour on 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Some other news going on in the world of soccer tonight. Combination of results, Venezuela losing and Brazil getting the first win under Carlo Ancelotti. And Brazil have now officially qualified for the 2026 World Cup. Maybe not in the most impressive way, as we've seen Brazil at times in their history, but they're in. They won 1-0 over Miguel Almiron's Paraguay tonight.
Yeah, Brazil getting into the World Cup, it'll be interesting, especially with kind of the weird way that their season and everything has played out, and them getting an opportunity almost with the redemption coming into the World Cup. It's going to be interesting. Paraguay still with the chance, especially later on as we get to September.
They'll get in.
They'll get in as well.
Paraguay will get in. Absolutely. Ecuador, that result's not final tonight. They'll get in. Colombia, they're probably in automatically. It's not 100% guaranteed for them. Bolivia's win is the really intriguing one in South America because Venezuela lost. They beat Bolivia last week. So Venezuela took the prime position in the playoff spot. They didn't take advantage of that tonight with Colombia dropping points. They could have maybe pushed Colombia. There's two more games in South American World Cup qualifying. Yep. So now Venezuela has a one-point advantage on Bolivia with two games to play. Bolivia got a big win today over Chile, eliminated them. That's going to go down to the wire for the playoff spot. I think Colombia will hold on to the final automatic spot. But they've really slumped as of late.
I really like Colombia, though. I think
They're not what they have been.
It's interesting. You know, I chatted about it with our photographer for SDH and Sofia Cupertino today here at the Brew House. But they've been a fun team to watch. I agree with you. I think it's kind of fallen off a little bit. But I'm intrigued to see how they respond going into September for those last two games of World Cup qualifying. It's kind of going back to what we talked about with the fight, too, with, you know, Argentina. They go down early with a 1-0, and then they're able to get the red card. Then it's like, okay, how do you bounce back? Thiago Almada is able to come in and deliver a brilliant masterpiece, our star boy from Atlanta, creating some waves over with the national team.
Oh, Thiago.
It's always so fun to watch him play. It really is. And it was a good fight from them. And they were able to get the result. They were able to come in with and get the 1 points going down. And that's the fight we need to see. That's the fight we need to see from the U.S. And Argentina showed it. And that's what the U.S. needs to do. But it's going to be a really interesting World Cup qualifying, I think, when we get to September, especially for those smaller teams still trying to creep through and make their way into this one.
Yeah, you've got in South America some storylines going into the final two games. Not at the top. Argentina, they've been qualified for a while, and they've showed, I think, a lot. They have not lost at El Monumental in a long time, River Plate's home stadium. This is a very, I think, versatile team in Argentina. They're going to be one of the favorites going into the World Cup.
Spain was going to be another one of the favorites. I think they still will be, but disappointing loss in the final of the UEFA Nations League to Portugal. It was on penalties, but Spain has looked a little vulnerable defensively as of late. They've given up a lot of goals. When you look at it, we haven't seen when El Finalísima is going to be the playoff, not playoff, it's a trophy between the South American champions and the European champions. Argentina will play Spain. That'll be a fun one early next year. When you look at favorites for the World Cup in 2026, Argentina's won, Spain's in the mix. Maybe some could have put England in that mix, although they lost to Senegal today and got booed off the field. I don't think Portugal's in that mix. Maybe a step below that. Maybe Germany is in the mix. Maybe. Yeah. I can't put Brazil in that mix either based off what we've seen. It's really a year out from the World Cup. I don't know outside of Argentina and Spain who I'm putting into that favorites category.
I don't know either. I think this one World Cup is really interesting, especially with how many teams are in it, you know, and it's trying to figure out and trying to see like, okay, like who's going to break through? Because I think you're also getting so many different teams too that have never been in the World Cup. Uzbekistan is one, was able to get in, and
yep.
How those teams responded. So interesting with the expanded World Cup that we're going to see. And you're heading into a World Cup where it kind of feels like everything's up for grabs, where it feels like there's no front runner. I think the front runner for me, obviously, if you're looking at front runners, I think Argentina is obviously a big one to come in and able to do it. But I think even then you're looking at a group, you're looking at all these different countries that can come in and can maybe pull up some upsets. I'm excited.
So right now we know, of course, Canada, Mexico, the United States, they're all in as the hosts. Japan was the first team in to qualify out of Asia. New Zealand is in. Iran, Argentina, who we mentioned, Uzbekistan, South Korea, Jordan, Australia got in earlier today with their win over Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia will have to go into the final round of Asian World Cup qualifying, and Brazil clinched their spot just a little while ago against Paraguay, giving Paraguay their first loss under Gustavo Alfaro. Very interesting here. The European qualifiers have really just gotten underway. Italy is on tilt already, losing 3-0 in Norway. Their manager, Luciano Spalletti, announced to the world in his press conference after the game the next day that he was being let go. He did manage their last game this week against Moldova, a win. Now you're trying to get the legend Ranieri to come back and manage the team. He says no. So now who knows who it's going to be in charge of Italy, who's missed out on the last two World Cups. They're going to have to be perfect the rest of the way in qualifying in Europe. And in part of that, beat Norway, who might get in for the first time in a long time with, oh, I don't know, Erling Haaland and Martin Odegaard. This is a really good Norwegian team that might keep Italy out again.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm excited for the World Cup. I am more excited just the fact that it's going to be here. And I talked about it today, even here with talking to everybody at our networking event. Just, you know, it's going to be an opportunity to see so many different cultures, I think, come together and get to really experience, I think, what the beautiful game is all about. And I'm really excited for it. And it's going to be an opportunity. And I think we're also going to kind of get a glimpse and kind of a what we can expect with the Club World Cup, especially because that's starting on Saturday. And that's going to be great. And it starts here in Atlanta on Monday with LAFC and Chelsea.
Yeah, I think what's so cool about where we are right now as we wrap up this edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight, we are in that year out mark. You had events in New York this week with the New York Stock Exchange. You're going to have a big media event tomorrow here in Atlanta that we'll both be at. You've got all the things happening, like base camps being announced. You've got talk about the technology of putting down the field and making that work. You've got teams coming in to visit. You've got the transfer window for the Club World Cup teams that just ended, and teams were scrambling to get guys in for this tournament that some people are trying to tell you that nobody cares about. Well, you've got some teams that do, and it's going to be interesting to see a Real Madrid, a Manchester City, I think maybe a Bayern. There's a couple others out of Europe. Juventus is going to have something to prove in this tournament. Atleti, Diego Simeone's already said, like, they're coming in here to win this thing. You've got some teams that are going to come into this to try to win the cash that's on offer, which is a lot. And you've got some teams that are going to try to make up for a disappointing year. It's a really good start to an amazing year of soccer that we're about to embark on.
Yeah, I'm... You have so many teams. Like, I think I look at Manchester City's a big one, is especially with the what many call a disappointing season in the Premier League for them. This is an opportunity for them to really come in and make a stamp and really try to rewrite that and win a trophy at the end of this one. You got a lot of teams too. I mean, I look at Inter Miami as well. I think they're another one that, you know, wants to come in and really make a statement here. And these teams, this is a real, this is a trophy on the line. This is a trophy. It's the one of the first to do it. There's a lot of stake there, and a lot of teams, I think, are gunning for this. And it's going to be interesting to see how the group stages pan out, especially with all the different ones you have. I'm really excited to see some of the teams that maybe I've never heard of before. Like, I'm so excited to experience, maybe a different club, maybe find a new club that I love. I think I'm really excited to see everyone else, but this is a tournament that does matter. And I think to a lot of teams, especially teams trying to rewrite their seasons, trying to come out of this with a big one, some teams trying to come through and make a breakthrough and really show, hey, you know, we might be the underdog here, but we're here to show up. We're here to come in and we're here to prove something and show everyone here in the U.S. what we're made of.
I think what's been so impressive talking to people and seeing some of the media availabilities as teams get ready for Club World Cup, a lot of people have said exactly what you just did about the different cultures and the different teams. You have a lot of big teams in this, and some will take it more seriously than others, and some won't really be in a position to, and PSG might still be celebrating winning Champions League, who knows? Although they've said they want to come out and win this thing and add another trophy. I think one of the cool things about Club World Cup, and it's one of the things I love about the World Cup so much, is you get to see different styles. You get to see different kinds of players. You get to see different kinds of coaching. You get to see different tactics. You get to see a different feel for the game in teams like Al Ain, who's going to be here playing in Atlanta, Porto, one of the proudest clubs in Portuguese history. We're going to get to see them up close. We're going to get knockout games that, you know, who knows who we get in those. So we could get a River Plate or a Boca Juniors. We could get an Atletico Madrid or a PSG.
Oh, I hope.
I mean, I hope some PSG. Amazing kinds of matches are on offer for this summer. And I think it's going to be such a cool precursor to the World Cup. I've seen some people try to make the correlations of, you know, well, Copa America, you had all these different issues, and can the U.S. show they can host a tournament? That was CONMEBOL.
Yes.
That was not on the U.S. organizing an event. I think this country knows how to handle major sporting events pretty well. They've done it a lot. So I think we're going to be okay with that. This is a FIFA event. It will be a little bit of a slow build, I think. I think early on you'll get some games that people will talk about attendance. Maybe there'll be some games that people will talk about the motivation of the teams on offer. But you start to get into the knockouts, and that trophy's on the line, and those checks are on the line. It's going to get really fascinating in this event. And it's going to be a great preview of just the festival of soccer that we're going to see over the next year and culminating in the World Cup next summer.
Yeah, Club World Cup, I think, I agree with you. I think it's going to build. I think Ronnie Dyla was asked about it today in media, and he said the same thing. I think everyone's looking forward to kind of seeing these matches play out. But I think as the tournament continues to grow and continue to get things going, you're going to see a lot more people be like, oh, this matchup's going to happen here. Oh, we're in the quarterfinals now. Oh, okay. Yeah. This team just knocked off one of the best teams to play here in the thing. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to tune into this one. You're going to, I think, find a lot of people like connecting to teams and like, oh, I'm going to root for the underdog. I'm going to go for this player, or, this team's playing really well. I'm going to follow them throughout the tournament. Yep. It's an opportunity to watch some of your favorite players and watch your favorite teams, but also to maybe find some new teams in some different leagues that you maybe never heard of before and find some new outlets. And that's what I'm most excited about, is getting to see, I think, the different ways teams play in these different leagues, the way that some of the fans are here as well, yep. and seeing just the way that everyone embraces, I think, this new thing. I'm really excited for the Club World Cup. I'm really excited.
Let's go Mamelodi Sundowns from South Africa. Let's go Estevao from Palmeiras, yeah. one of the top young players in the world. Desiree Doué, who Absolutely. We've seen with PSG. Mm-hmm. Going to be lots to talk about. We'll be covering Club World Cup in detail here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app and on the SDH network as well throughout the tournament, which starts on Saturday night, Al Ahly against Inter Miami. First game in Atlanta is Monday, June 16th. Chelsea and LAFC. Go to FIFA.com/tickets. There have been some new tickets released, some new pricing released. So if you're looking for something to do on Monday afternoon, just saying, Chelsea and LAFC, that will be a fun one. But before you get to that, you're going to listen on Thursday night to 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz will get you going with pregame coverage, Atlanta United and NYC kickoff set for 7:40. And then next Tuesday, we'll have a Club World Cup game under our belts. We'll have Atlanta United's game under our belts. We'll have some local WPSL action under our belts as well. We'll all reconvene here on Atlanta Soccer Tonight and chat all of it up. Thanks for hanging out with us this evening. As always, subscribe to the Off the Woodwork podcast to get these shows on demand and any other soccer content from the station. But big thank you to everybody here at the Brewhouse Cafe as well. We'll be seeing you soon on the pitch. Adios, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.